Listen, I know 65,000 people are not listening right now who will be at the game, but reach one, teach one. If 500 people who are going to be at the game are listening to this, tell your section to shut the hell up when Caleb Williams is on the field.
What if Danny Parkins just ends up being the source of, like, ire and discussion, and while the Bears are on offense, too many people are talking to him, and then something happens? Because that's the level of mush I think I'm at right now mentally in writing this script.
Wait a minute. Was he throwing shade at us saying only 500 people were listening? Like, did you
know
that?
No, he was saying that he doesn't expect that all 65,000 they're going to be there. But even if he can get 500
one,
people, and then they tell
person.
Someone.
He expected that one person was listening.
Do they do it? Do they tell each other while the Bears are on offense? Is that the idea?
I'll say this. When I was there on the Saturday night against the Pack, 3 weeks ago or whatever that was.
When you two were there.
That's right. Marshall, when people were talking on offense, the guys in my section were pissed.
Yes.
And we're like yelling at them, come on, we're on offense.
I was sitting next to the Packers fans.
But see how they're creating more noise during the noise to stop the noise?
And then they stopped.
There used to be a video like a Bears at work.
It's still
there.
Be quiet. It's still on the Jumbotron every time.
But it doesn't get the job done in 2026. Like the Lions have something that circles at Ford Field that just says in Lions font, quiet. All caps.
I like that.
Might need to be a little more direct.
What if it just said STFU on the board? Would that work?
That would never happen as long as the McCaskies family owns the Bears.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Chris Emma. And yes, Danny Parkins. You can look for him in an orange robe at the game on Saturday. And I pray to everything holy he doesn't mush this. Thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh, Ray Diaz, Braden Fryer helping us out, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And yeah, why do I feel like this is going to turn into some sort of like Shakespearean tragedy with Danny asking this?
That won't be it. If they lose, it's going to be because...
Why are you so confident that won't be it?
Well, I'm saying he won't be the reason they lose. If they lose, it's because they couldn't figure out how to stop anybody, and then Caleb waited too late to start playing offense.
People will blame Danny.
I get it. I get it. I'm here to defend that part of it.
But like, we have that.
What's all this all in the past talk?
We have that going against the Wayne Larrivee willing dagger when asked to be an effing jukebox yesterday. So what has more power? The Parkins mush coming back into person or Wayne doing a dagger before the game?
These are all good questions.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Wayne did a dagger already?
Yeah, some talk show host asked him to talk about Josh Jacobs scoring a touchdown, how that would be the dagger, and he half-heartedly did it.
He asked him to give a call of a 3-yard Josh Jacobs touchdown.
Are we
and
sure
there's
it
the
was
touchdown
it,
dagger.
Are we sure it wasn't Grody just as Wayne Larrivee?
No,
it was
Grody
actually
did some later.
There was video of it and everything.
Oh,
and I felt bad for Wayne.
He didn't want to do it, did he?
He was at like a remote. So he's in front of a crowd of people, and it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do that thing. I guess I'll say, homie, don't play that. I guess I'll do that.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Same vein.
Exactly.
Buckwheat. Otay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
This is what...
Dino Mollies.
You know,
history
make me a bicycle clown. Go ahead and make
Wayne,
that bicycle, Wayne.
Let's pretend it's Saturday night. Josh Jacobs plows into the end zone, right?
Easy.
That's the game win. Give us a little example of what that's going to sound like. Can you just give us a little taste of that, Wayne? Come on. Just do it, right?
All right,
Josh
here we
Jacobs,
go.
3-yard touchdown run.
Packers, second and goal at the 3-yard line of Chicago. Here we go. Hand off to Jacobs, and why not? Plows up the middle, carries bodies into the end zone, and there is your dagger.
There you go. Yes.
And boom goes the dynamite.
No, but really.
Bears by 100.
Yeah, see, now that I've heard that, that does more than just cancel out Danny. That's the voice of the freaking team.
But Danny's last game he attended in person was the double doink.
Oh, no, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, yes. He told us that and then said all the things that he says when he comes
now,
on with
now
us.
Now what do you think, huh?
Shout out to our guy Ricardo, because Ricardo is a listener of the Spiegel and Holmes show, and he was the guy going, no, well, hey, hold up, because he's a Bears fan. Like, he's actually doing the job, unlike Rami,
Oh, Rami's an agent. No, quadruple agent.
Yeah,
now,
I think we're to quintuple agent by now.
He's does that troubles. Just mean he runs around in a circle the whole time?
Pretty much. It's like spy versus spy, but he's both spies, you know, just like shooting at himself.
He's like everyone in the Spider-Man meme.
He's Moon Knight. He's out here. Oh, I don't even remember. What did that happen?
Yeah. I like how you guys just keep adding agencies that he's got to report to.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
He's basically defaulted into like Adriana from The Sopranos. Mm-hmm.
And the best part is that he's a wonderful human being, yeah, and we love him very
but
much.
Soon he's gonna overtake Greenland. Rami's gonna do that. Any minute here.
You know that's about victory chicken when he does that, right? You know that's about what connects at the top, right?
What's that?
The pole and then the other country.
Oh, yeah. Because
the world is round.
Yeah. The world is round?
Yep.
What's up? Come on.
Breaking news on the score. No.
Seriously. No longer brought to you by certain things.
Yeah. It's brought to you by the Take the North podcast.
That is.
Breaking news brought to you by TT.
And the letter L and the letter M.
So I brought home one of Mitch's cheese grater hats, and I gave it to my brother-in-law, who's a hardcore Meatball Bears fan. But then my mother-in-law, who lives over there as well, was clearly upset. So I had her sent a cheese head. So now, this Saturday night, I fully expect one of them with the grater, the brother-in-law, to be going over and trying to rub his head on her head with the cheese.
That's a good picture.
And I'm thinking, how many houses is that going to be replicated? Like, we've got some mixed homes in our listening audience here. Is anybody going out to get the cheese grater hat to deal with your loved one who has the cheese head hat? I'm betting that's a yes, and people will get in on that. Because it's like, this is drama. This is brother on brother, neighbor on neighbor. This is the real deal in our part of the world.
Is it this akin to the House Divided? And didn't, yes. Was it Dan who saw, was it Northwestern and Rutgers?
Yes.
Wait, what was Northwestern and Rutgers?
The House divided flag. So like
Oklahoma State,
Alabama, Auburn, right? Like, yeah. House divided.
Sure, White Sox, Cubs.
Yes. Dan saw one on the north side that was Northwestern and Rutgers.
No. That's like, the only couple ever married from Northwestern and Rutgers?
Like, that is not a house divided.
Well,
maybe, I mean, it's divided now,
but it's not a traditional house.
House
divided.
Like Texas Tech and North Dakota State.
Right. Like, if you were doing Northwestern and U of I, that would work. Northwestern and Rutgers does not work at all.
Colorado School of the Mines and Indiana.
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Hey, two wins in two conference wins in January this early? Baby.
Would you tell him how you told me the sound effects sounded?
Did you watch the game at all last night?
I did.
Did you?
I watched the entire game last night.
Did they have the entire volume up on the rim mic?
Yes.
Because
every clank that Georgetown threw up there.
But it wasn't even like a clank. It was like a clang. Yeah. I was like, are those double rims from the like neighborhood? What is going on right now?
So here's the thing about that game. There was a lot of clanks because Georgetown only made one field goal in the second half.
One over their last 23 minutes of action.
Sweet.
They said they said something about a rock fight after. I was like, no, that puts rock fights to embarrassment.
It was, but I'll take that win. Shout out to Coach Holt. Let's get it.
You know, the annual need to pay attention to college basketball has not quite kicked in.
You're correct.
It has not quite kicked in.
But this is my actual team.
Not only is it your actual team, but we have reached the point in the NFL season where the midweek games have disappeared. So you've got college football stepping into the fray
tomorrow night and
Friday. But then after that, our midweek evenings are exposed yet again for the winter tenants.
Not exposed.
Oh, exposed, Marshall. Exposed, and opportunities are presented that you will have to choose to abandon or not.
Speaks, we're going to talk about it later, but I was like, oh, there's a lot of interesting new coverage for college basketball this year. Like, True TV was showing scores, and I'm like, I don't care about any of these. This isn't the tournament. Like, in the tournament, I care about what's going on in the West Regional.
They're just trying to get you ready for that?
Yeah, but I was watching DePaul Georgetown, and you're like, I don't care about the Michigan State score.
You should.
Why are you
telling you that
second
you should.
Season that they've run regular season basketball.
I kind of like the conditioning, the in-season
getting
conditioning.
You ready. They're trying to get you ready.
Yeah, because look, if you're watching Big East basketball on Turner, and you get to February. Now you're conditioned to like, this is what it's supposed to look like. And then you're not out here looking for True TV
when the tournament starts. Lawrence is out here doing, setting it up like a topic we're going to talk about. And actually, we will.
Yeah, of course we will.
The only reason that we're talking, we're not even talking about it because of DePaul. We're talking about it because
Georgetown was so bad.
No, because of who was doing play-by-play. That's why we're talking about it.
There he is. He's unavoidable.
I did catch that.
He's our dear friend. Hey, there was a while there where I was thinking...
I've been doing play-by-play for some other people.
Oh, you think so? There was a while there where I was thinking that the good news the Cubs were going to deliver before the convention, because they always deliver good news.
A little something.
I thought the good news was going to be, we haven't traded Nico yet. Thought that was going to be the only good news.
That might still be there.
No, but I mean... Now they can deliver Edward Cabrera.
Yes.
That's some good news.
But are you worried about them trading Nico?
Yeah.
I think you should be very concerned.
I'm actually more worried about it now that Sahadev and Patrick wrote about it
today.
Yeah,
but the way they wrote about it was interesting.
I know.
There's too many second basemen out there. Cardinals have Brendan Donovan. Arizona's got Ketel Marte.
Last I checked, Nico can play shortstop.
Yeah, but he also doesn't have the power, which lowers his value. I think he's in a sweet spot to end up with an extension. That's what I think.
I hope so. I hope it's what he wants. And all I know is that, you know, don't.
Even if they get Bo Bichette?
Yeah. I think it's. I don't.
That didn't sound that confident. I just want to point out.
Yeah, no. Look, if they get Bo Bichette or Bregman, then that would make it much more likely that they would do something.
But could
like
you
that.
Theoretically put Bo Bichette at third?
Of course you could. You could make Matt Shaw the super utility man he should be at this point.
Yeah.
That's what he should be. Just because you think he's going to be good doesn't mean you have to give him a spot when you're going for it. So maybe they won't.
Can Matt Shaw play first base?
No, but
I'm not putting him over there of a guy to hit 30 bombs.
I'm not talking about us. I'm just seeing
someone else.
It's a little short to play over there.
And Craig Counsell see things, because last time I checked, he wasn't getting at-bats against lefties until when?
But no, they picked up the guy from Japan.
Oh, I am aware of that. I'm aware of Tyler Austin.
I think if I'm Matt, I'd probably spend some time like working on outfield
100%.
stuff.
100%. Okay, make him a super utility and give him an outfield glove. 100%. Give him a corner outfield glove. But I just like that they're doing something. They're out here doing something. Yes.
I was just going to ask a question because you were talking about basketball earlier, and I just saw the NBA stuff because Cooper Flagg's in town opposite of the Packers and the Bears. And I was just curious, how many minutes of that game will you consume
Not
on Saturday?
One.
Not one. Okay.
Saturday night.
Even Io was like, "Hey, why did they do this? Why do they do this? I can't watch my Bears. I got to be hanging out with Casey Johnson. I'd rather be watching my Bears."
So I have a friend whose lovely girlfriend surprised him with tickets to Nathaniel Rateliff and Mavis Staples at the Chicago Theater.
Is it Saturday night?
On Saturday night.
Put it on in the background like all the concert halls were doing the first time the Bears and Packers played.
Just put it on right behind them. That'd be the move. That's what Tributosaurus did for a Cubs playoff game. Just put it on a screen over the top of us.
How did that go?
Great.
Were people randomly cheering
yes.
the song?
Yeah, we didn't know if it was for us or the game. We didn't care.
I mean, it is Chicago Theater. They should do that. I mean, I'm not even joking around.
They should
do that.
And maybe they will. Maybe they will. But if not, his move is to extend it to a double date. Find a way to stay ignorant and go home and do like a home picnic for date part two.
That's going to be hard. Just getting back to your car.
You're going to know. Yeah, you're going to know.
You're going to feel
back
that
to your car.
The joy or despair in the city is going to be tricky.
That's a dangerous game.
It is.
And now I'm sad again about Mavis and Bob Dylan. She wrote in her memoir that she should have married Bob Dylan when he asked her. And she didn't. And she regrets it. And I'm like, she still lives with that regret. And it's, what, 60 years later?
Did she say she regrets it?
Yes.
But why? Did she say why?
She said that she felt a lot of pressure to not marry him for the community.
Oh, wow.
And so now she kind of wishes that she would have said yes. I'm like, oh, that's sad.
That's tough.
Mavis is amazing.
Mavis is amazing.
She's a damn treasure.
Occasionally, she walks through these hallways.
To go up to XRT.
Yeah, because she's really good friends with Terry Himmert. Because, you know, Terry Himmert knows everybody because she's a goddess. That whole thing. So.
Yeah, I did see that concert and I was like, oh, what a concert. Oh, mm-hmm.
Not Saturday.
These are problems. See, I have tickets for the Derrick Rose retirement. on the 24th.
Potentially.
But that's NFC Championship.
That's Saturday, right? So that, yeah.
NFC Championship weekend. So
we got a lot of football to get through to get to that point.
Although that also could, there's one scenario where one of those games could move. If the LA teams have to play in the title game, one of those games has to move. Because you can't play both of them in the same building on the same day.
If they were both hosting?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
It is a far-off scenario.
Clearly it would be the Chargers, because we know who runs that town.
That's right. But they'd probably move it to Monday, though, and not Saturday.
What?
What? Oh, you mean time. I thought you meant place.
No, same place. They would play in the same place if they're both hosting.
Yeah, where'd you send the Chargers? The Murph?
Send it back to the Murph. That would be the most NFL thing in the world.
That's why I was like,
congratulations, Chargers. We made you move again for this weekend.
You're going back to San Diego.
But it's a championship game. Yeah, we don't care.
Is the Coliseum still up? I haven't played there. Right?
Why not?
Coliseum is still up.
Rose Bowl?
Rose Bowl happens.
Got options?
That would be a sad turnout for that Rose Bowl.
Play at the Rose Bowl.
Hard to fill that place up anyway, and with that team and that fan base in that city, oof.
It's still great though. Even though I was watching Alabama get their ass waxed
every Sunday morning in LA, the Rose Bowl hosts a swap meet or mm-hmm. flea market around the outside of the Rose Bowl.
We like to call them farmers markets.
It's
like Swap-a-Rama?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. When I was living out there, I bought furniture out there. I bought all kinds of stuff out there. It's phenomenal.
They say 200, you say 150, meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Those are awesome. A classic thing like that. And then the Olympic swimming thing that they built for the Olympics in 1980 is right there. And they have like open swim hours at the Olympic swim complex from 1980.
Well, you got to get some use. You got to get some use out of it somehow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a community pool.
That's the problem with Olympic stuff. That's why when Chicago was told that they were the first city eliminated, 10 years ago or whatever, right. I was like, hooray.
I used to take infant Ruben used to swim in the Pasadena Olympic pool complex.
You want to be on the hook for that bill? Is that what you're saying?
It's just that the buildings usually stay empty for forever. Ask the people in Utah about that. Like, they're all of those facilities. Ask the people in Atlanta about that.
You know who'd be down to host? Kansas. They're like, we'll build you anything.
Kansas is clearly going to build you whatever.
Come over here. Indiana, I don't think will be.
I don't know.
The longer this goes, Indiana watches Kansas and sees their people all pissed.
And Speaks, I have to check with you every day. It is 2026, right?
It is 26. Yeah.
So the shovels, ground breaking, all that stuff. So
not there happening.
Crane.
Don't let that man redirect our conversation. We got a football game on Saturday, mister.
We let him redirect our entire... Well, not that, but we were talking about the whole John Harbaugh thing for a good hour.
Hold on. The last time the Bears and the Packers played, he did redirect the conversation.
He tried, and we all got pissed, and we told him he shouldn't.
Bless you, Marshall.
It went away. Go ahead. Here comes.
You are so good-looking.
So good-looking.
All right, my bad. Chargers are 7 seeds, so they can't host in any scenario.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we're good.
So they don't have to go to the Murph.
They should just go anyway.
They really should. It would be awesome.
Just the wild card of like...
Not that Murph! I wouldn't open a window to watch the Chargers.
Just add a little...
They're in my backyard.
Add a little wild card into it, like loser has to play at the Murph.
You son of a... I don't even...
We got the injury report. I want to know about that. I want to wait.
Give it to us. What we got? Did Kyler Gordon participate fully in practice today?
Is that the hope? Is that... So, today's... hold on.
Should we play some music?
Hit the Murph clown sound again. That's always joyful.
So today,
Andy
Kyler Gordon was limited in practice. This is not a walkthrough. That was yesterday. But today in actual practice.
He was limited.
Kyler was limited. Jalen Jones was limited.
And Braxton was a full.
DJ Braxton was, yes, a full. So was Nick McCloud. DJ Moore was limited.
Make it make sense.
Ozzie Tripillo, limited. Not practicing today. JD Garrett, that's rest. It's cool. I'm in.
Oh, Grady Jarrett.
Practice. He's got a concussion. Joe Tryon-Shoyinka did not practice. And CJ Gardner.
Yeah, I don't think that any of the guys in the protocol are going to make it by game time.
But yeah, so to answer your question, Kyler Gordon's still out here limited.
All right, so it's going to be tough to imagine, but if he's full tomorrow and Friday.
Ben said that he's part of the tomorrow. Game plan.
It was DA.
Yeah. Yeah. DA.
He said he's part of the game plan.
Yeah, but they're putting the pressure on. They are absolutely putting the pressure on. You're one of our highest paid guys. This is a moment. We need you. Come on. That's the hope.
If ever there's a moment where you can push yourself,
we
would accept that this would be the moment that you would do that.
This is when. That's the biggest story of this game in terms of personnel, and we'll be following it very closely all the way to and through Friday when we'll be at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Looking forward to that.
Such a fun spot.
It's a great spot. It has a lot of memories for this radio station. A bunch of anniversary parties and broadcasts have been done there. And we might have a special guest come join us. And if this guest joins us, it's going to be absolutely legendary. Here's what we got planned for today. Chris Emma is going to give us a Bears hit. One word today at 5 o'clock. That should be good. Our favorite ex-Packer, John Kuhn, is going to join us at 3 o'clock. He's going to probably make another bet with Spiegs. We'll see how all of that goes. We're going to talk about Jordan Love because we're all in this kind of weird place with how good is he and how worried does he make you? We'll get into that. There was some announcer stuff last night that we need to talk about on the show.
There's a salty Kraken out there that's got to be dealt with.
It's the truth. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about what Matt LaFleur had to say about Caleb Williams and what that means for the evolution of Caleb as a quarterback. And Winifred Janet, we had a caller yesterday that was so poetic, and she needs Bears friends. And if you ever wanted a fan to root for, it's Janet. We'll explain. And Tanny's open next here on The Score.